Hello, and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Shalia M. Hardin, and in this show, we're going to discuss the 5S Workplace Organization. But before we get started, to learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my profile at GoGo.com. If at any time you have questions or comments regarding the content of this show, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner of the homepage of GoGo.com. It is suggested that you submit questions as they occur. Then click Submit. A response to your question will be posted to the homepage of GoGo.com's website. Now let's begin. The term Lean was coined to describe the Toyota Production System, TPS, during the late 1980s by a research team that was headed up by Jim Womack, who was a PhD at the MIT's International Motor Vehicle Program. He modeled the TPS system for manufacturing process efficiency. Today, Lean, which is a process system or a business system, engages everyone in meeting customers and business needs. It is a principle-based system, not a tool-based system, that focuses on increasing efficiency and eliminating waste to create value for the end customer. In this show, we're going to talk about 5S Workplace Organization. The primary focus of 5S is the elimination of waste in the work environment that results from unorganized, unclean material, tools, machines, desks, inventories, alleys, walkways, and storage areas. The 5S Workplace Organization provides a structure, a methodical approach toward this goal. So what is 5S? 5S is a system to reduce waste and optimize productivity through maintaining an orderly workplace and using visual cues to achieve more consistent operational results. 5S is divided into five pillars. The first pillar is sort, which means to organize, then stabilize, then shine, standardize, and sustain. We'll talk about each one in details later. The benefits of using 5S to standardize your workplace or organize the workplace is, number one, it helps to reduce waste hidden in the plant or in your office. It also helps to improve quality and safety and reduce lead time and cost. It increases profits. It increases employees' morale. It also helps to improve the workplace flow efficiency and employees' focus. The first step is to sort, which is the first S of the five S's, and it focuses on eliminating unnecessary items from the workplace that are not needed for the office or the production area anymore. The whole purpose of sorting, which again is the first S, is to ensure each item in a workplace is in its proper place or is identified as unnecessary and removed. Sort items by frequency of use, as well as when you sort, you should get rid of, again, unnecessary stuff, such as bare essentials. Only keep the bare essentials for the job. Anything that's not bare essentials, you need to do what we call red tag the system. In other words, remove the information or the material from the actual workplace. So what is red tagging? Red tagging is an effective visual method to identify those unneeded items and putting what we call a red tag on those items and then moving those items to an area, a red tag area, to be taken care of or disposed of. Sometimes they dispose of them, sometimes they recycle it, or sometimes they take the things and they reassign it to other areas. So it's kind of more like a holding area where people can go and see things that other people don't want, and either they can pick it up and take it with them, or they can leave it, and if it's left too long, it will be disposed of. Again, the whole key is to remove any item or material that you don't have a need for. Remove it from the work area. The second key or step of the 5S is to stabilize, which also means to set in order. Set in order focuses on creating efficient and effective storage methods to arrange items so that they are easy to use and to label them so that they are easy to find and put away. stabilize or set in order can only be implemented once the first key or step, which is the sort, has cleared the work area of the unneeded items. A strategy or strategies for effective set in order or stabilized workplace includes painting the floor, affixing labels or placards to the designated proper storage location and methods, outlining work areas and locations, and installing modular shelves and cabinets to store things. The model for the second step of stabilizing or setting in order is there should be a place for everything and everything is in its place. So you must arrange essential items so that they are easy to locate and easy to use. The third step or key of 5S is shine or clean. Once the clutter that has been clogging the work area is eliminated and the remaining items are organized, the next step is to thoroughly clean the work area. Daily follow-up cleaning is necessary to sustain this improvement. Working in a clean environment enables workers to notice malfunctioning equipment such as leaks, vibration, breakages, and misalignments. These changes, if left unattended, could lead to equipment failure and loss of production. Organization often establishes shine targets, assignments, methods, and tools before beginning the final shine pillar, or key. Thus, the model for the third key, or step, of 5S is to keep everything as clean as humanly possible. Cleanliness involves cleaning every aspect of the organization and the removal of dirt, dust, oil, scrap on the floor, and garbage. Here are some general guidelines for shining or keeping it clean. First, you must eliminate all forms of contamination. You must find ways to keep the workplace clean. You should adopt cleaning as a form of inspection, and then make cleaning part of your everyday work. The fourth key or step of 5S is standardization, which also means to create rules. Once the first three 5S's have been implemented, the next key or step is to standardize the best practices in the work area. Standardize the method to maintain the first three pillars. Create a consistent approach which tasks and procedures are to be done. The three steps in this process are assigning 5S sort, set in order, and shine job responsibilities. It also includes integrating 5S duties into the regular work duties and checking on the maintenance of the 5S. Some of the tools used in standardizing the 5S procedures are job cycle charts, visual cues like signs and placards, or even display scoreboards, as well as scheduling a 5-minute 5S period and checklists. The second part of standardization is prevention. Preventing accumulation of unneeded items, preventing procedures from breaking down, and preventing equipment and materials from getting dirty. The general guidelines for standardizing is to, number one, identify and establish the 5S sort, set in order, and shine work areas. Then assign sort, set in order, and shine job responsibilities. Third, you need to integrate the 3S duties into the regular work duties. And fourth, develop methods to regularly check to ensure the 3S responsibilities are maintained. The fifth and final key or step of 5S is sustain, which also means self-discipline. Sustain means making a habit of properly maintaining correct procedures. It's often the most difficult S to implement and achieve. Changing entrenched behaviors can be difficult, and the tendency is often to return to the status quo and the comfort zone of the old way of doing things. Sustain focuses on defining new status quo and standard workplace organization. Without the sustain's pillar or key, the achievements of the other pillars or keys will not last long. Thus, tools for sustaining 5S include signs and posters, newsletters, pocket manuals, team and management check-ins, and performance reviews, as well as very frequently department tours to make sure the 5S is being sustained. Organizations typically seek to reinforce 5S messages in multiple formats until it becomes the way things are done, or until people become creatures of habit and become disciplined to this particular key or 5S. Some helpful guidelines for sustaining 5S is as follows. Keep the processes going through training, communication, and organizational structures. Allocate time each day for maintaining the 5S's. Create awareness of improvements and management support for maintaining, as well as implement training and reward. Once you have set up a 5S visual factory, here are some additional tips for sustaining implementation. Gradually implement 5S. Too fast is unsustainable. During slow time, do it right the first time. Allocate people some time away from their regular day-to-day activity to actually begin to implement and set up a 5S visual factory. And then, long term, continue to allow them time to sustain or maintain the visual factory 5S area. It is important to train both the operators or the workers and the management to be committed to sustaining the 5S workplace organization. As well, along the way, take pictures of the before and after so people can see the progress they are making. One of my favorite sayings is, inch by inch, everything's a cinch. I believe that holds true for many people, and it motivates people to continue to move forward. So always take pictures of before and after so they can see the progress they are making to transform their company into a lean 5S visual factory. And then another tip is to alter or cultivate change of mentality, not campaigns or slogans. Old way is no longer okay. But you actually have to change people's way of thinking so they actually embrace the new transformation of lean. And then hold people accountable. Accountability is key in making it stick. Making sure that people understand that management is committed, and anyone, again, who does not want to change with the flow of the transformation will be held accountable for their particular department or workplace area. Well, this ends the show, this particular show. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. But remember, if you have any questions or comments regarding the content of this show, please use the question and comment box located in the lower right-hand corner on the homepage of gogo.com. In the next show, we will talk about error-proofing and some of the techniques for error-proofing. So please stay tuned for this one. As well, if you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Shalia M. Hardin. As well, if there is any question or comments you would like me to present on a show, please send me an email and let me know. Please stay tuned for more Lean Solutions radio shows. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com.